This is KCUR 89.3. Agriculture today is a high-tech business, and as that technology develops, so do the temptations to take shortcuts and steal trade secrets that could unlock huge profits. KCUR's Brian Thompson has the story of biotech piracy.
On the western outskirts of Junction City, Kansas, just off of Interstate 70, sits an unassuming industrial building. The white lettering on the blue sign out front reads Ventria Bioscience. Driving by, it's hard to believe there's a cutting-edge research facility in the boxy building.
To begin the process, a tiny piece of synthetic DNA is introduced into the Express Tech rice genome.
A company video explains what it calls a breakthrough. Ventria has developed a way to genetically engineer rice to grow human proteins for medical uses.
This DNA provides instructions that will tell the growing plant to make the desired protein as it matures.
Ventria President and CEO Scott Dieter says the idea goes back 25 or 30 years, but his company was the first to commercialize it.
It's really been a dream of our industry for a long period of time. The challenge has really been the yield of the target product in the plant material was never high enough to make it cost effective.
Dieter says his company has invested some $85 million to develop the technology. He thinks it has the potential to generate between $1 and $2 billion in annual revenue. But that potential could be undermined by foreign piracy. A former Ventria rice breeder is awaiting sentencing in federal court for conspiring to steal the company's trade secrets. Customs agents found Ventria seeds in the luggage of a delegation from a Chinese crops research institute as they were preparing to board a plane in Hawaii bound for China. Had they succeeded in stealing the gene-spliced rice seeds, they could have reverse-engineered it and undercut Ventria's market. Dieter says it could have driven his company out of business.
Oh, could. Absolutely. We have to find a way to make money. We're no different than any other business.
Jason Grease is an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa. He won a guilty plea in another case where a Chinese national conspired to steal trade secrets involving corn seed developed by Monsanto and Pioneer.
Yeah, without question, the value of the seed technology in our case was absolutely off the charts. There's simply no disputing by anyone how valuable this is.
The case came to light when a Pioneer field manager saw a man on his knees in a field digging up seed corn. Grease says that underscores the difficulty of protecting this kind of technology.
Where the commodity in question is grown in open fields, it's sometimes difficult. So, and this case is a testament to that.
The Kansas and Iowa cases are the only ones Grease is aware of that have been prosecuted, but he says there have been a few other investigations.
There are countries in this world who are in dire need of this technology, and one of the ways that you go about obtaining it is to steal it.
Theft of intellectual property costs the U.S. economy hundreds of billions each year, according to a recent report, and China is the biggest offender. Peter Torin, an intellectual property attorney in Washington, D.C., doesn't see that changing anytime soon.
Whether it's in agriculture or any other field that they need access to the technology. And certainly if you have 1.4 billion people, access to better seeds is something that you're going to be very interested in.
Ventria's Scott Dieter hopes that China will crack down on these cases and that scientists across the world will respect each other's innovations so theirs will be respected too.
I think the world's better off with that. I mean, you get more creativity. But if you make creativity a commodity and something to be stolen and don't respect it, you won't have very much. It'll go away. And that's the risk.
But for now, Dieter says his company has to continue to innovate in order to stay one step ahead of the thieves. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Brian Thompson.
Brian Thompson is a reporter for the Kansas News Service, a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.